So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a beautifully sunny Friday afternoon, and football tomorrow, and football on Monday as well. So, a busy period coming up for the club. How's training been this week?
Training's been great. Obviously, you know, disappointed, bitterly disappointed with Tuesday night, especially when the stats were revealed to me, you know, at the end of the game, 81% possession, 560 completed passes, 27 attempts on goal, etc. So, you know, it's hard to take not to win the game, but I said to the lads in the dressing room, I wouldn't change places with the two teams that we've placed that we've faced already. No disrespect to them, but I think we're in a better position. We're playing good football, and it's a matter of time before we start scoring. You know, we keep creating chances. We're playing entertaining football, so you know the spirit's high. We've lost two games all season, and you know we might only be two games in, but we're ready for Scarborough tomorrow. So it was a bouncing training last night. For more reasons than one, you know, lads were in training. It was good, but it was also good to see Mike Donoghue back in training last night. That gave the lads a real lift.
I mean, I was obviously going to ask you about Michael Donoghue. Obviously, it might be a bit too early to start, but that could happen tomorrow. Certainly could happen on Monday as well. But it was so important during pre-season, wasn't it? That, you know, it's a given that if he is fit, he will be starting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's difficult when you don't score goals when you're on top. People always look at the nine. But we had the same nines, if you will, in pre-season because all of them was injured. You know, apart from Louis Mayers, we had the same group. But what Donoghue does, he creates space for others. So Charlie Ennis was, you know, scored five or six. Now Rodney scored a few. Regan Linney scored a few. Donna's scored a few himself. He creates chances for others. He's such a talented, clever footballer that any team would miss him. So, you know, to have him back in the frame last night, lads were loving that. And, you know, he's available for selection tomorrow. We're not sure if it's, you know, too soon after the injury, but we'll certainly monitor it. We'll speak to him tonight and we'll have him in early tomorrow. And, you know, if he's fit, he'll play.
Another player who was suspended was Dodd, obviously. And a few people might not know this, but Joyce, who played left back, it was touch and go for him, whether he would have started or not due to injury. So that's quite handy, Dodd coming back at this stage.
Yeah, so Joyce picked up a muscular injury in Saturday, but we kind of did a lot of work with the physio, Liv. And we got him ready for Tuesday, and he played through the pain. But, you know, Joyce has done well. But I think, you know, I've seen a lot of Dodd over the years. I've seen a lot of Dodd in the full-back position. And we've definitely missed his attacking creativity, his pace, his link-up play with Linney, etc. You know, he's been a revelation in pre-season. So it's great to have Doddy back tomorrow. So, you know, I'm not saying selection headaches, but, you know, now the squad's thickening up. We're up to 18-19. So I've got decisions to make for tomorrow. But we have got, like I said, two games in 48 hours. So it will be a case of resting and rotating and hopefully picking a side over both days to get the right result.
And obviously, a lot of the post-match chatter was about, like you touched upon earlier, the level of possession and the shots and that kind of thing. And what might have got missed was actually there was a couple of good performances. And one of the performances that I think needed to be highlighted was Carney at right back, who had a brilliant game and was putting very good crosses into the box on Tuesday night. Has he got used to the idea of right back yet?
Not really.
Okay.
You know, he wants to play centre mid.
He's
great.
Good at it, though. He's good at it.
Yeah, and I said that to him. And, you know, when we first signed him and I said to Ryan, I said, listen, he'll be a tremendous right back, but he's also a great midfielder. But he's given us options. Obviously, we've lost Ollie Crowley. We've tried Aaron Morris in there. He's done well. But Carnes is, you know, he was brilliant the other night. And it's hard to see past that performance when you're trying to pick a team for tomorrow. And, you know, Craig's probably going to have to be patient for the middle of the midfield slot when he's performing that well at right back. And, you know, that doesn't give him an excuse to have an off day tomorrow to try and get back in there. You know, but he was absolutely wonderful. But, you know, frustratingly, he's putting balls in the box and we're not brave enough. You know, we're not brave enough to get across the front post. We're not brave enough to put our head in where it hurts. And we did a lot of that training last night. So hopefully, you know, when the selection comes and the ball's going in the box tomorrow, we're a bit braver in the 18-yard box and we can continue to make the keeper work.
I mean, the truth is, I mean, you've put now Rodney up front the last couple of occasions, and that's not really his bag, is it? They're holding up the ball and distributing out to the wings and getting his head on it. You must be encouraged, though, with the fact that, you know, the likes of Carney, the likes of Joyce on the left, and the passing around that was going on, especially from Griffiths, all the pieces are there. It's just that final piece, isn't it, in the 18-yard box?
It's a difficult one now because in training, I mean, I think I can say this, he's probably the best finisher in the club that we've got. You know, his finishing in training is exquisite. It's exceptional. We're not able to get him that 1v1 situation or where he can open his body up at the minute. And that's probably because he's not a natural nine. But when you lose Oldman and Louis Mayers It's difficult, so it's between him and Sharp. And I just thought Rods gives us a little bit more pace, stretching play. But then when Sharp came on the other day, he gave us a bit more of a hold-up play. So it's, you know, we're going to have to look at that tomorrow. What I will say is that we've actively been trying to get a centre-forward in this week. And again, that's no disrespect to the lads we've got in the club, but we certainly need to add more quality to the number nine shirt. And we thought we got a deal over the line with a loan player from a championship club, but we just haven't managed to get the paperwork done in time. So we're just going to have to see whether or not we can do it for Monday. But being a bank holiday weekend, I'm not really that optimistic. So, you know, if it comes off, great. If it doesn't, we go back to the drawing board. It is, you know, now knowing that Louis and Chris both need operations, it's certainly, you know, another piece of jigsaw that I will add to in the next few days.
So anyone on the forum going, we need a striker, it's being looked at.
Yeah. That's honestly, I don't go on the forum, but it's not that easy, honestly. You know,
it's easy. You just register your email address and they send you a password. Anyway.
No, it's limited to who we can bring in. You know, I've said it before, we've talked to a number of strikers over the last couple of weeks, but we'll just keep working. We'll keep watching players and we'll see whether or not we can bring that right player in. We are actively working hard, but saying that, we're really happy with what we're doing. You know, I know we're not winning, but I think the fans' reaction the other day can see we're working hard on the training ground. We're playing the right style of football that we want to see down at Broadhurst Park. And it will click. It will click and it will click and we'll start taking our chances. And hopefully that's tomorrow against Scarborough. But I don't want these lads to feel any pressure. You know, although Broadhurst Park hasn't been this fortress for the last 4 years, etc., this is a new group and they've only played once there and they've loved the occasion and they'll win more than they lose at home. So I want them to get the shackles off, dust themselves down, get the fans behind them tomorrow and go and give another good account of themselves and hopefully we'll get the 3 points.
And it'll be two contrasting games over the bank holiday weekend. Radcliffe against South Shields last week was a bit of a battle. So what are you expecting from Monday versus what are you expecting from Saturday?
It'll be two contrasting games. It will definitely be two contrasting pitches. You know, we our playing surface is exceptional and Radcliffe's is not as great. You know, it's a little bit more bumpy, it's a little bit more uneven. It's probably not as conducive for us to get the ball down. You know, I know with the signings that they've made this summer that they're going to be very hard-working and physical, i.e. Harry Winter, you know, being in there and Ben Wharton being at the top end of the pitch. But we'll be ready. You know, it's going to be a local derby. I'm sure that it'll be like a home game for us. But I said, even when we went to Grantham, we're going to have to adapt to the pitches. We're not going to have to change our style of play. And it just means that we might have to move the ball quicker in the higher end of the pitch. But, you know, we can't wait for it. Massive local derby. We're delighted that Radcliffe have come into the division. I know John really well, the manager. So, you know, it's a game we're going to be looking to win. But I think it'll be a little bit blood and thunder. You know, it's a local derby, isn't it? And, you know, both teams are going to go hammer and tong at it, I'm sure. But it'll be a good game of football. And if we can go there on the back of 3 points on Saturday against Scarborough, then that'd be great, won't it?